בוקר טוב רבותיי, חודש טוב, יום חמישי משבת קודש, ראש חודש אייר, לסדר קידושים. We are on page Ein Chet. So he was talking about being happy and living with happiness, and that is the number one key for all matters of עבודת השם. אך, אין שמחה באמת רק במצוות התורה. All other simcha is nice, but it really, if it's not simcha through the mitzvot of the Torah, it's fake. ולא בשאר ענייני העולם הזה. שכן בענייני העולם הזה, אחר השמחה במצב רוח, ירוד כידוע. Person thinks that he's going to get happy from all sorts of, from vacations and from money or whatever, but that's not the case, because he says, בדוק ומנוסה, anytime you get happy from something בעולם הזה, it's always followed by like this sinking feeling. נכון? Vacation comes to an end. You go home, blah. Money, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, any physical pursuits that you think make you happy will always be followed by the sinking feeling. The only simcha in the world that's never followed by that sinking feeling is simcha shel Torah u'mitzvot. It's always uplifting. He says, זה חזק מאוד. וכל מה שיעשה אחר כך מרגיש שאינו שלם עם עצמו. It's not complete. כי בפנימיות נפשו מרגיש עצב ודיכאון. You feel this sadness, depression. אבל לא כן הדבר במצוות התורה. וכל שכן כשזוכה להשפיע על אחרים לעבוד את השם ולקיים מצוות וללמוד תורה. When you learn yourself, and especially if you're able to be משפיע on others, to learn as well, to grow as well, to do מצוות, nothing can compare with that feeling. ככל שזוכה יותר, מתמלא בשמחה גדולה. The more you do, the more you're מתמלא בשמחה, never followed by that sinking feeling. ולזה צריך להיות שמח בחלקו שנתן לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, כגון בנטילת ארבעת המינים בסוכות, שלא יצטער אם לחברו יש אתרוג יותר טוב משלו. Yeah, sometimes, he gives a good example by אתרוג, yeah? Everyone's always showing their אתרוגים off. And then, you know, sometimes you look around and say, yeah, my אתרוג is not as pretty as that guy's. Okay, בסדר. There's a mitzvah להדר במצוות, that's true. But if you don't have as pretty אתרוג or whatever, or, you know, what your tefillin is not as mehudar as the other guy. Okay. He says, "Ela yemerutze bechelek shechanan oto Hashem itbarach." Even by mitzvot, even when we say, in general, we say, "Ezo asher asamech bechelko." In general, the Tana is talking about regular, mundane things. But even with regards to mitzvot, you should always strive for more. But when you have what you have, you are masig what you are masig. You can afford what you can afford. You don't think, "Oh, you know, he's beating me." This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines everything, even your amount of Hidur B'mitzvot. That's the chilek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Sheken, gam ba'inyanim ruchaniyim, yesh et ha-ma'ala shel ha-sameach b'chelko. Wow, that's... I didn't see... You have just happened? Yeah, he knows. Refayim zeh shelanu. Say zeh. Perach. Yeah. Perach matei Aharon, katub. Yeah, לפרוח. צדיק התמר יפרח, כתוב. וכך, בשאר דברים כמו גמילות חסדים, כל אחד עושה לפי מה שזיכה אותו הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי התורה דרכה דרכי נועם. You see a guy, he's a millionaire, he gives tons of tzedakah. I can't. Yeah, it's true. מה אני אעשה? הקדוש ברוך הוא, even בעניינים רוחניים, השם already set your lot. So, be happy with it, deal with it. Because not always can you. There's no limit to hidurim. There's no limit to, you know what I'm saying? אבל מה לעשות? זה מה יש. That's what הקדוש ברוך הוא gave you. So you have to be, again, don't, if you're able to do more, don't say, oh, שמח בחלקו, you know what I'm saying? I did a little, you know, I learned for 5 minutes today, שמח בחלקו, you know what I'm saying? No, מה פתאום? Push yourself. Strive. You know what I'm saying? Work at it. But if באמת, physically, or even mentally you're limited. Let's say a person's mentally, he can't. And he pushes and cannot sofrim and whatever. But he's limited. He doesn't understand everything. That's also chelko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him with a certain mental capacity. Ma la'asot. So, you know what you do? You use your, everybody has some talent. So maybe he's not going to be Gion Ador. But maybe he can be a big Baal Tzedakah. Maybe he can do Chasadim. Maybe he can do Achnasat Orchim. Whatever it is, use the kochot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to the max. And then be happy with what you achieved. That's the That's the yisod. It's a big one. Chametzion rocks. Vilifamim. And I'm talking about Israel. Vilifamim. נבצר מהאדם קיום מצווה מחמת אונס, הוא מתעצב על כך, או שדוחק את השעה על קיום המצווה, ויש לדעת שאין זו דרך התורה. Sometimes a person is not able to do a certain mitzvah. You're not able to, whatever it is. Sometimes a person's sick, sometimes you're in a situation where you can't, you know, and very, it hurts you, which is normal. It's, you know, if you can't do a mitzvah, it hurts, but then you get overly like down about it. No, that's not the way of the Torah. The way of the Torah is, yes, stings a little bit, but also, at the same time, no, that's what Hashem has in mind right now. That's my avodat Hashem. Hashem wants me to be in this matzav. What do you think, the matzav happened in a vacuum? No, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the matzav. And if you're not shalem with that, that means you're a kofir. Hashem put you there. Hashem put you in a situation where you can't do the mitzvah. And he says, v'yesh lada'at, she'en zo derech ha-Torah. כי השם יתברך ציווה לעשות מצווה כשאפשר, וכשאי אפשר, לא. The same הקדוש ברוך הוא, they commanded us to do מצוות when it's possible, commanded us not to do them, not, well, he didn't command us not to do them, but doesn't expect us to do them when it's impossible. מה לעשות? ולמשל, בברית מילה שחלה בשבת, אם אין נוכרי שירחץ את התינוק, יפסידו מילה בזמנה. כי זה נקרא, אי אפשר, כמו שכתבו התוספות. Yeah, let's say a kid gets sick on Shabbat, and the Gemara says that, let's say the water spills. They used to be very makpid to bathe the baby in hot water afterwards. And it was sakana. Mash, if they didn't bathe the baby afterwards, it would be sakana. And the Gemara says, what happens if they had hot water from before Shabbat, and the water spills? The Gemara says, you can get a goy to heat up hot water on Shabbat, but if there's no goy, you push off the milah. The guy's mamash betzar. That's called a situation where you can't do the mitzvah manasot. You push it off. Pam ba'etzli, adam im matzav nafshim murkav, v'ya dochek atzmo litpalel, v'ze ir'er et matzavo. There's a guy, he was mentally, emotionally not so stable, and he would always push himself to daven and daven and daven. He was like, he doesn't say exactly what it was, OCD or whatever, but he had some sort of situation, and he was always super hyper obsessive about his tefillah. Listen to therapy by Chacham Ben Tzion. Listen to what he did. It's like old timer Porat Yosef therapy. Now, dibarti alibo, amarti lo, ata lo tzarich litpalel. Adam sheyachol litpalel tzarich litpalel. Aval im lo yachol, patur mi litpalel. He told him you're patur. He says, don't daven. I know situations also, Rebelsky also used to do that. Sometimes, by the way, one of the, OCD is a big thing. One of the biggest therapies for OCD is exposure, which means whatever a person's obsessive about or nervous about, whatever, you expose them to that little by little. So Chacham Ben Tzion was telling him, okay, don't daven. And he feels like the sky's going to cave in because, no, tapatul. Don't daven. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave to daven a person who can. Ata lo yachol, ata patur. He wasn't chere, shote, v'katan, but he says you're patur. He doesn't say exactly what the matzav was. It seems pretty severe. Whatever it was. Chacham Ben Tzion told him no. Interesting. Ubifrat, belimud ha-Torah, yesameach b'chelek asher chanan oto Hashem. שאין לך אדם דומה לחברו, שיש מי שלומד סוגיה בחצי שעה ומבין טוב, ויש שתורח הרבה על לימודו, וגם בסוף לפעמים מגלה שלא הבין נכון. You have different guys in yeshiva. Some guy learns a sugya and understands it well in a half an hour. You have another guy that spends a week on the same sugya, and then at the end he realizes that he didn't understand anything. Okay. And he gets upset and nervous and anxious and whatever. He feels like he's wasting. You're not wasting time. Different people have different temperaments. Uscharo rav yoter mimi shekalat maher. But no, that you get more sachar than the guy who chopped it quickly. V'lachin, gam, im lo zachar shenitmala letzonov ushifato b'torah v'kiyum matzot. We all have these goals, these lofty goals in Torah, mitzvot. We're overachievers. We love it. But sometimes our achievements don't pan out. our goals, our aspirations, they don't end up happening according to our schedule. Yesameach ul'olam lo ye'atzev al kach shelo yisig et sheifato. You know, shoot for the stars. Even if you miss, you'll hit the moon, right? Which is kind of, it's a weird mashal because the moon is much closer than the stars, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? But the point is, always shoot high, but even if it doesn't pan out the way you planned, that's also part of Sameach Bechilko. We'll continue next week with Hashem.